bear in mind that this show only exists because of your generous donations and subscriptions from the as little as $1 to $5 a month, where you can get the commercial-free archive. So if you either subscribe or donate, I send you the links to the ad-free archives pages and things like that. Believe me, if there's no ads, not only does it save you an awful lot of listening time, about maybe nearly 30 minutes per show, per two-hour show, but also that kind of flow that you get from jumping from one subject to a to the next, I think is actually far more enhanced if you're just listening to it straight through. It's like, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're back, you know. So at the moment, we're in desperate need of your support, both myself and AmericanFreedomRadio.com. So if you do appreciate what we do here on the network and what I do here on this show, giving a platform to people who otherwise would never be recognized or interviewed by mainstream media scumbaggery, then please give generously, because if you don't, we may not be around too much longer. This is the problem when you're telling the truth. Friend David Andrew Christensen said yesterday, you know, Vinny, if I got the money from my books and all the stuff that I'm doing, I'd buy you that new Mac that you've been after. And I said, really, are you telling the truth? He's like, yeah, then you're not going to be able to afford to get me that Mac, bro. It's just that simple. This world is based on lies and deceit, and usually those are the things that are rewarded. I think we can change that, but we've got to take personal responsibility for it. So go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. and donate or subscribe to me. And if you don't like me in particular, but you like some of the other shows on the network, such as Kevin Barrett or Christy or Mel Fabregas, who we give a little bit of a platform to, and many others, go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on that donate banner there to support the network. Now, back to my guest, Scott Onstott. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I really do resonate with what you're just saying there about, you know, giving a small donation to the things that you enjoy. You know, I think that's really important. It's sort of like voting with your dollars. You just give a little bit, and it enables the researchers and the people that you like to hear, it allows them to continue doing that. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
It truly is. And I've occasionally been brought to tears just by looking at my inbox and seeing the donations come in, and just, you know, I'm so grateful just that I can continue doing this.
I'd like to encourage the sort of gift economy in the world somehow. You know, if we all just gave little bits, $5, $10, whatever, here and there, it would enable all kinds of different truthful, insightful research to be carried out, you know. So enough of that.
It's of course, once you've got an audience. I was just talking with my girlfriend Sarah over the break. For the first 3-4 years doing this radio show and going out and filming public meetings and things like that, I just couldn't work, and she was supporting me this whole time. And without her support, you know, just making sure that I was able to keep doing what I'm doing, just, you know, living on the bones of her ass, really, on her back. I just told her, you know, how grateful I am for that early support and her ongoing support. So I think, you know, you really got to appreciate what you got sometimes.
Oh, that's right. I think getting into the spirit of gratitude is the key to abundance, really, is to just being happy and grateful for what you do have. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how can people support you, Scott?
Well, if you'd like my video, you can go ahead and watch it for free on my site, my Volume 1 film. If you really enjoy it, it would be great if you go ahead and buy it on DVD. And I have a Volume 2 film. You could purchase that on DVD also. I have a book. You can get a hard copy or an ebook copy, which you can download right away. It's all there at secretsinplainsight.com.
secretsinplainsight.com. All right, I'll make sure to also put that on the archive section of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, those links for people. So if you're listening to this live and you want to re-listen to it, and that's also another thing that I encourage people to do is a lot of the times when we're talking about this kind of intricate information, as we do, Scott, listening to it the once, it's kind of in one ear, out the other. And repetition is actually something that was used in medieval times as a way of memorizing and to be able to remember these things that you learn. So I encourage people to do that. That's right.
As and a
well.
Picture is worth a thousand words. And when you see my film, a lot of these concepts are expressed graphically, and you can comprehend them much more quickly than you can with words, and I'm really fumbling around with words trying to explain things when really a video or something of a sacred geometry, you can understand it in a few seconds, and I can spend 10 minutes trying to describe it all, and you still won't quite be able to get it unless you see the picture of it. So there's the added benefit for your right brain in looking at the images.